Episode 9, Ragnarok, The Twilight of the Gods. Among the myths of the Norse, none is more dramatic, more haunting, and more inevitable than Ragnarok, The Twilight of the Gods. This is not a tale of triumph or eternal glory, but of doom, destiny, and the cyclical nature of existence. To the Vikings, Ragnarok was the story of how the world as they knew it would end, and yet, from its ashes, a new one would rise. The seeds of Ragnarok were sown long before the final battle. The prophecies foretold that betrayal, chaos, and cosmic imbalance would lead to the destruction of gods and mortals alike. At the heart of this doom stood Loki, the trickster god, sometimes a companion of the Aesir, sometimes their enemy. His cunning and malice would eventually tip the balance toward ruin. The first signs of Ragnarok came in the form of natural disasters and omens. The long winter, Fimbulwinter, gripped the world, 3 years of unending cold, with no summers in between. Brothers would turn against brothers, and nations would wage endless wars. The bonds of kinship and order would unravel. It was a vision not just of divine collapse, but of human self-destruction. As the appointed day drew near, the monstrous children of Loki prepared to fulfill their destinies. The great wolf Fenrir, once bound by the gods in chains of magical strength, would break free. His jaws stretched wide enough to swallow the sky. The serpent Jormungandr, who lay coiled around the oceans of Midgard, would rise, spewing venom and causing the seas to flood the lands. From the realm of fire, Muspelheim, the giant Surtr would march with a flaming sword, setting the world ablaze. When the horns of Heimdall sounded, the gods of Asgard knew their hour had come. Odin, the Allfather, donned his armor and mounted his eight-legged horse, Sleipnir, to confront his fate. Thor, the thunder god, prepared for his final duel with Jormungandr. Freyr, the fertility god, faced Surtr, though he lacked his magical sword, which he had once foolishly traded for love. Each god was destined to meet their appointed foe, and none could escape the threads of fate woven by the Norns. The battle that followed was fierce and catastrophic. Odin faced Fenrir, but despite all his wisdom, he was devoured by the great wolf. Vidar, Odin's silent son, avenged him by tearing Fenrir apart with his immense strength. Thor fought bravely against the world serpent, striking it down with his hammer, Mjolnir. Yet even in victory, Thor staggered only 9 steps before succumbing to the serpent's venom. Freyr fell to Surtr's flaming blade, while Tyr and the hound Garmr destroyed one another. Loki and Heimdall clashed in a duel of equals, and in the end, both fell lifeless upon the battlefield. With the gods slain and the world in chaos, Surtr unleashed fire upon the earth. The flames consumed the forests, mountains, and seas. The very sky burned, and the world as mortals knew it perished in an all-consuming inferno. It was the twilight of the gods, the end of all things. And yet, Ragnarok was not merely an ending. It was also a beginning. From the ruins, a new world was destined to emerge. The seas would recede, the land would rise once more, and life would return. Two human survivors, Lif and Lifthrazer, sheltered in the wood of Yggdrasil, the world tree, would repopulate the earth. Some gods, too, would return. Baldr, the god of light, slain long before Ragnarok, would rise again to bring hope to the new world. The myth of Ragnarok reflects a worldview both grim and profound. For the Norse, life was a cycle of struggle, loss, and renewal. Even the gods were not eternal, even they bowed to fate. Yet, in this tale of destruction lies the seed of rebirth, a reminder that every ending carries within it the promise of a new beginning. For the Vikings who told these stories, Ragnarok was not simply a prophecy of doom, but a reflection of their own lives, harsh, uncertain, and bound by fate, but always moving toward renewal. The twilight of the gods reminds us that nothing lasts forever, and that even in the face of despair, hope can be reborn.